I was hanging in the park when I matched with this guy. First message he sends right off the bat. Well, I won't repeat it, but it was pretty inappropriate, pretty graphic, and really forward. Now, I know a lot of people use Tinder for hookups, which is cool, but it was a step beyond that and just offensive. I was not a fan. So I decided to tell him we could meet up. But did he have any watermelon? The watermelon was really important because I was a gal with a taste for watermelon and we definitely could not meet up without a watermelon being involved. I told him that in my native Russia, melon was scarce and it was a thing. Now, I'm not Russian and I don't know the melon situation there, but I look a bit Russian, so he seemed to believe it. Anyway, he went around the city looking for watermelon so we could hook up while I sat in the park laughing. He found a watermelon for me in the end, and I unmatched him. That is what you get for being rude. Hello everyone, this is Ali from Bad Dates, and I'm here to talk to you about dodgy dates, apps, dating culture, and this week, watermelons. Do I feel sorry for the bloke for going on a fruitless watermelon hunt? Hell no. There's something seedy about this story, and it's not just the watermelon. Sending graphic and unwanted messages on a dating app is unacceptable. Just because you're typing it out doesn't make it okay. Just because you're using a dating app doesn't make it okay. Just because the person has swiped you doesn't make it okay. Sending unwanted sexual messages is harassment, full stop. And watermelon is always delicious. Before we get started, the story that we're going to discuss in this next bit has pressuring behavior and someone attempting to push boundaries in regards to condom use. It's worth having a chat on, but also a sensitive topic. So heads up, let's take a few seconds before we begin. I wasn't attracted to him at all, but the conversation was good, so I thought I'd give it a go. He asked me within the first minute of meeting if he looked better in person than in photos. No shame there on his end. After dinner, he sits next to me. He then grabbed my hand to crack my knuckles by pulling the finger out of the joint, thinking it would be relaxing for me. I recoiled my hand back, asking what he was doing. He then gave me a neck and shoulder massage and then scooped my hair up back into his hands and inhaled obnoxiously. Please no judgment, because after all that, I go to sleep with him. And he refuses to wear a condom. These are all the excuses he gave me. 1. He gets tested every 2 months and doesn't have STDs. 2. He tells me 8 out of 10 women don't use condoms. 3. He won't hold it against me if I give him an STD. 4. He will pull out in time. 5. He proceeds to ask me if I'm not on the pill right now. What would I do when I'm in a relationship? And says, if we spoke about this before we met, then we wouldn't have met. I said, I'm not doing this. And he proceeds to try and drive home tipsy. Even after all of that, I said he could crash on the couch because I didn't want him drink driving. If someone says no, and the person they are speaking to doesn't listen, sometimes it can feel easier to just do it and deal with the consequences later. People need to take the first no as the real answer and not try to convince them otherwise. This story that you just heard has been very generously shared on social media by a very wise and insightful poster. Now, there is something about sharing these stories. I believe that when we trade information, it kind of disempowers people who attempt to shame and pressure us. So to share a sensitive story like this for the benefit of us all deserves huge thanks. So thank you so much to the person who sent this in. No is a complete sentence. No is a complete sentence. When this person declined having sex without a condom, that's it. We don't need a list of flimsy excuses, and it doesn't matter what other people do. It's totally irrelevant. Your boundaries are important. You are the person in charge of what you do with your body and decisions you make, including regarding safe sex. These decisions that you make are pivotal and extremely important. Now let's take a deeper look here at some of the pressure tactics this date has used to try and push the boundaries of our submitter. Like, I want you to think about them for what they actually are, because they are strategic and they are predatory, and they're all about this guy putting his pleasure before the health and well-being of our submitter, which is just so bad. It is really bad. So excuse number one,
1.
He gets tested every 2 months and doesn't have STDs. Firstly, it's good to know that someone's getting tested regularly. And, you know, I just want to reiterate that people who are dealing with sexual health problems, they may not know it. And it's not helpful to shame someone for having an STI or STD. What's best is to confidently deal with the problem by supporting that person, helping them seek their doctor and making sure, you know, your intimate partners are protected. It's worth considering whether this person's commitment to safe sex practice is legitimate. If they are willing to take this step with no prior discussion on the matter, like, it's come out of nowhere, right? Like, it has been brought up in the heat of the moment at the last minute when, you know, the action's about to happen and they're coming up with these lines. So it's a bit much at the wrong time. So also at this point of the story, you've got to note that our submitter has already made the decision that they don't want to proceed without a condom, and that decision is being ignored and it's being treated like a negotiation, and that is simply not good enough, because when our submitter says no, that's enough in of itself. Excuse number 2. He tells me 8 out of 10 women don't use condoms. Now, if 8 out of 10 people told me they didn't like chicken nuggets, I wouldn't care. Like, I wouldn't care. I like them. And my personal experience and taste on it is what counts. Now, it might seem silly to bring up food during this discussion, although I am obsessed with food, as you know. But my point is, statistics on how other people behave and act isn't really relevant to your own personal decisions. There's no need to second guess my love of chicken nuggets by quoting numbers or dwelling on other people's experiences. I am a unique and special individual, as are you, and I like chicken nuggets, and I actually don't care if others don't or what statistics you can pull about it for me. Because it doesn't really matter what the trends are or what other people are doing, because this person in the story has already made like a really strong and solid call on what she wants. And it doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. I mean, like, think back to those cheesy high school movies and TV shows you saw when you were growing up. Don't be pressured. Your call is the call. And her call in this story is the call, and it is not up for negotiation. Now, to add a personal note, sometimes when people send these stories to me, they ask me if their decision was legitimate or warranted. That didn't happen in regards to this story, for the record, but let it be known, whatever your decision is about your body, I support it. Like, it's your body, it's your choice. So, like, I appreciate that you would like my opinion and that you consider me a respected person whose opinion matters. That's really lovely, and I really like that. But at the end of the day, it's your opinion that is what's most important, and you call the shots. So whatever you decide and whatever's most important to you, I'm going to back that. Like, 100% of the time, I'm going to back that. Number 4.
4.
He won't hold it against me if I give him an STD. Now, this is up there with possibly one of the stupidest excuses I have ever heard not to use a condom. It is so potato level. It's a bit of a flipping of the script, actually, to put the guilt on our submitter as if they are going to be creating a health risk for the date, when the reality is it's totally the opposite. Our submitter is using their voice to do the right thing by creating a situation that benefits both of them. And when he kind of pulled this line out, there's this fantasy scenario being created. Whereas if we were to do this thing, that is totally opposite to what you're suggesting, I wouldn't be mad at you if it went wrong. So it's a flipping of the script. It's baffling, insulting, off the planet, and again gives an indication of this person's lazy and selfish approach to sexual health. And I want you to remember, even like going through this list, these excuses he's pulling out, it still doesn't matter, because she has said no, and no is a full sentence. That's it. Number 4.
4.
He will pull out in time. Now, there is more to safe sex than simply not getting pregnant. In fact, sometimes pregnancy is looking pretty damn good compared to the other options. So, mate, put your little pokey instrument back where it came from and get your head checked, because there is more about sexual health than not getting someone pregnant. It's about protecting yourself and putting your well-being first. Now, I know on social media, we're kind of always talking about self-care, and I think that self-care chat on socials, it kind of sometimes revolves around bubble baths or massages or taking time for yourself and chilling out and listening to a podcast. That's great, and that is self-care, but self-care is also advocating for yourself in these positions where people act like this. Self-care is about taking care of your body in this way, and self-care is about using condoms, and it goes two ways. I mean, it's showing your partner that you care about them. So when you proactively suggest using a condom, it's kind of a way of saying to that person, I care about you emotionally and physically. And that is a massive green flag. Number five.
Five.
He proceeds to ask me if I'm not on the pill right now, what would I do when I'm in a relationship? And says if we spoke about this before we met, then we wouldn't have met. Now, this is the final pressure tactic, the big kahuna that this date has pulled out, and it plays into themes of guilt and shame to try and push our submitter into feeling that they've wasted this man's time. Oh no, how will she make up to it? What can she do? I mean, it is so bad. I can place a bet on how this person would like it to be made up to them. Into the bin with that. Now, I feel like a quiet rage when I hear stories like this, and I think that you probably do as well. And I want to reiterate that the onus of this situation being made better, it actually doesn't come from our submitter. Our submitter hasn't done anything wrong. They have exhibited and displayed exemplary behavior in regards to safe sex practice. And the submitter is not obliged to educate this person. That person should learn in the exact same way that you and I have, and that's from listening, Googling, understanding, speaking, respecting, all of that kind of thing. Like, the lessons are out there already and they need to pay attention to them. But like, when we reflect on these stories, it's also helpful to kind of collectively think in advance about these high pressure tactics that are used in romantic and sexual situations, because I think that when like we kind of think of them and think about them before we're actually in the moment, it's kind of easier to hear the words and recognize them for the absolute trash that they are. So I hope you understand how pivotal your decisions are. You are an incredibly important person and your choices are deeply impactful, from safe sex practice to anything. They're really important. So thank you again to our lovely submitter for taking this personal moment and using it to turn the table on a manipulative and strategic attempt to take their power. I think you are a massive legend. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for taking a moment to catch up with me today. I loved it. I appreciate it. I love talking to you, and your support of this podcast means a lot to me. My name is Alita Bryden, and if you want to get in touch, you can find me at Bad Dates with Ali on Facebook or Instagram. I think I'm pretty responsive and I would love to hear from you. I hope you continue smashing life and kicking ass this week, and I will see you soon. Bye.